Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Thursday, March 28th, 2024. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin today with AEW Dynamite broadcast live last night on TBS from the Center Videotron in Quebec City. In the main event, Swerve Strickland defeated Konosuke Takeshita. After the match, AEW World Champion Samoa Joe had some words for Strickland.
How do I feel? You know what's baffling to me is how he's feeling right now. This is a man celebrating the biggest fade he's ever going to catch in his life. And next week, Swerve, when you walk down to that ring and you sign on that dotted line, I am going to make sure that you understand what you are asking for. You think you're ready?
In AEW World Tag Team Championship Tournament matches, Best Friends defeated Undisputed Kingdom and the Young Bucks beat Private Party. In other results, Will Ospreay pinned Katsuyori Shibata, and Willow Nightingale won a four-way match with Chris Statlander, Anna Jay, and Sky Blue to be named number one contender to Julia Hart's TBS Championship. Hart attacked Nightingale with the belt following the match. In more AEW news, the 2024 edition of Double or Nothing is set to take place on May 26 at the MGM Grand Garden Arena in Las Vegas, according to an official announcement made yesterday. In addition to the pay-per-view itself, AEW also intends to present Collision at the Grand Garden Arena the night before Double or Nothing, as well as the following Dynamite at the Kia Forum in Los Angeles, followed by a Collision taping the following night in Palm Springs. This will be the sixth annual edition of Double or Nothing, with four of them having taken place in Vegas, including the previous two. This also marks the return of Double or Nothing to the MGM Grand Garden Arena, site of the original 2019 event. In ratings news, NXT drew an audience of 601,000 viewers to USA Network on Tuesday night, according to WrestleNomics. That's up 6% from last week's audience of 569,000. However, in the 18 to 49-year-old demographic, there was a drop from 0.18 last week to a 0.17 rating this week. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at Wrestling News AV. Our Facebook page is also Wrestling News AV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the wrestling news across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the wrestling news. The wrestling news is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the wrestling newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.